This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, here with house musician Jonathan Colton and puzzle guru Art Chung. Now, please welcome our next guest. He's a comedian and former Daily Show correspondent. His new stand-up album is called Furry Dumb Fighter. It's Wyatt Cinnack.
Oh, thank you.
One of your first jobs was as an intern at Saturday Night Live, and supposedly you got that job by writing a bunch of letters?
That is true.
Until they couldn't refuse you.
I think they still could have refused me. I think they were just being environmental and didn't want me to keep wasting college paper. I didn't go in with the intention of getting an internship. I was 19 years old and didn't necessarily know how television worked. And so I figured you could just write somebody a letter and say, "Hey, Lauren Michaels, I'd really like to be a cast member on your show."
Is that what your letter said?
I think that was the first one, yeah. And then I included some sketches. I was like, I can write as well, so I'd like to be a performer and a writer. Here's some sketches. I don't have any video, but just trust I'm good. And then they sent the letter back. So and
they sent the letter back?
Yeah, because it had sketches in it, they don't want to take submissions. And so that was what the response letter was it said, "We can't take submissions." And in my 19-year-old brain, I was like, can't or won't. And so I figured I'd send it again. And after about six times, I started negotiating against myself, where it was like, look, I think I would make a great cast member, /writer. I'm also open to an internship.
That's amazing. You made it happen.
Yeah, yeah, by being a weirdo.
Yeah, that's exactly great.
Yeah. Because here's the thing, if somebody sent me six letters, I'd call the cops.
Now, you have a brand new comedy album out, Furry Dumb Fighter. Your previous comedy album, Brooklyn, was nominated for a Grammy.
Yes.
Now, what I specifically love about that whole thing is that the album was filmed and recorded at Union Hall, which is a very small venue. It seats like around 100 people.
Yes.
So was that a choice that you made specifically, that you wanted a small venue?
Yeah, I was producing it myself, and so I don't have money to rent out Madison Square Garden.
Right. And your current album, where did you decide to record that?
This one I recorded at a comedy club in Madison, Wisconsin, called Comedy Club on State, which is a very cool club, very nice people. And it was a weird thing because when I was doing a show a year ago in Madison, the night I was doing my show, Dave Chappelle happened to be performing right across a town square.
Ugh.
And so it was one of those where I got worried that nobody was going to go to my show.
Right.
Because we were literally across a town square from each other, where it felt like if anybody didn't know that Dave Chappelle was in town as they were walking to my venue, they would see the marquee and be like, oh, we made a mistake.
Right, right. How did it end up going, though?
It was great. People came out. My show was sold out, and Dave's show was sold out. I don't think he was as worried as I was. And then I went and did a spot on his show, and so it was fun. So it was.
So you got to do the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I got to do both shows. And again, and I was like, if you want to do mine, and he was like, I don't need to. I'm good.
So you've released two albums on vinyl.
Yes.
And as a comic who is now thinking about their album on vinyl, are you thinking about what's on the A side and what's on the B side?
For sure. When I did it with Brooklyn, when I recorded it, I had a thought in my head of where the break would be, and I was wrong.
Yeah. It's good that you decided that, yeah.
But on the record, it does reflect that. Like, it reflects how wrong I am. And Because I kind of call it out like, oh, this is where the record's going to flip. And then it doesn't flip.
Nice. Now, I also hear you really like puppets. And I don't mean this to sound weird.
Yeah, when you say it like that, that feels that feels creepy.
But you enjoy puppets. I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to say it. How about this? You don't come across as someone that likes puppets, but I hear you're a puppet liker.
Why don't I seem like I would like puppets, Sophia?
I don't know. Because you don't seem whimsical.
Have you seen this hair? This is whimsy. This is a cotton candy machine that broke.
What kind of puppets are your favorite kind of puppets? I mean, like finger puppets, marionettes.
I enjoy a good string down marionette.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you have the puppet of yourself?
I do. I have a puppet of myself. When I worked at The Daily Show, we had some puppets made of myself, John Oliver and John Stewart. And when I left the show, I stole the puppet. I'm not even going to say I stole it. I took what was rightfully mine.
And where does this puppet live?
In a box.
Okay.
It's not a thing that you can keep in your apartment.
It's weird. Like, yeah, that's weird.
Just have it on my couch and people come by and it's like, oh, you don't want to talk to me? Well, how about me? I've seen how you judged me for saying I like puppets. How weird would it be if you came to my house and, yeah, it was just like, oh, yeah, hold on. Let me slip into something more comfortable. Hey there, everybody. Are you thirsty? Let me go to the bar.
You are a man of numerous talents, clearly. Wyatt Cenac,
everybody. I appreciate that
everybody.
You didn't say many.
Too many to count. We would like to put you in an Ask Me Another challenge. Are you up for that?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
Show's
you
over,
so much.
Thanks for coming out. Yeah.
We know that you are a huge fan of comic books, animated shows, puppets, all kinds of stuff. So we are going to put you in a classic geek game called Who Would Win in a Fight? We're going to give you two characters. Could be comic book superheroes, animated sitcom characters, real people, whatever. You have to decide who our audience said would win in a fight. Let's start with the classic, Superman versus Batman.
I know what I would say. I think the audience would say Superman because he doesn't actually have to step into the ring. He could just be like 1,000 feet away and use his eye beams and just blow up Batman's head.
Right.
And
what would you say?
I would say Batman only because Superman is a very nice man. So I feel like Batman could play to his niceness and then when he's not looking, slap him with some kryptonite.
So our audience was very split. 54% said Superman. Yep, so you got that right.
Nice.
46, though, said Batman. And reasons, good reasons. People pick Superman. Major reason is that people said red underwear makes you confident.
Oh, and I'm the weirdo.
Yeah. All right, this is a Sesame Street brawl, Bert versus Ernie.
Ernie? Yeah. The only way Bert wins is if Ernie gets on Bert's nerves so much that he just has like a psychotic break.
Actually, 53% of our crowd picked Bert.
You're wrong.
They said,
thank you, person who went, oh, really loudly. I'm playing for you.
All right, this one I think is the most important matchup. Voldemort versus Oprah.
First thing I'm going to say, have you ever seen Oprah and Voldemort in the same place? First off, we're talking about a real person versus a fictional character. So if we're just going there, I think Oprah closes the book and throws it away. And it's just like, I win. So in that regard, I would have to go with Oprah.
They did. 63% went with Oprah.
That's...
But they didn't go down the lane of, like, she is real and Voldemort is... They said Oprah is generous and would give everyone magic wands.
Would she also give them training? Because that's, you don't just give people magic wands and hope for the best. Like, that's going to be a problem in itself.
This is your final one. Chewbacca versus 5 Ewoks stacked on top of each other wearing a large trench coat.
I'm going to go Chewbacca because I was never a fan of Ewoks. And I think 5 Ewoks standing on top of each other, that's very tall. Like, mm-hmm. That's like an Ewok was like 4 feet, like 3.5 to 4 feet. So you're talking about like a 15-foot... That's going to fall apart. That 30 walk is going to fart. And then this thing is going to come tumbling down like a game of Jenga.
They said Chewbacca. 61% said Chewbacca. Wyatt, you have won an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Did I?
You did.
All right.
You did.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Let's hear it one more time for Wyatt Cenac.
Thank you, everybody.